ever attempted it, but I've got a podcast in the style of Bud the Teacher, Bud Hunt, a number of times. They've always been mildly successful. I admire someone who can use their journey to work in the morning to put the world to rights. I got to thinking earlier on when I was having breakfast this morning, I ought to try and put a podcast together about what is a blogger. Blogging is becoming ever and ever more popular, even though we hear from some experts that it's reached its peak and people are actually now moving away from blogging because it's again becoming the clutter of the voice across the world. Who listens, who reads, who takes any notice? But my question this morning is, what is a blogger? Is blogging some sort of strange compulsion that people become under? I know myself, excuse me a minute. Oops, probably shouldn't have done that, it's too early. Don't wake people up at 7:30 with a beep around the house, but it's a very sharp corner. The reason I thought of this was the last couple of days, my blogging output has gone up again from a really quite sparse couple of months of blogging. I think because, cattle grid, excuse me, because of my change of profession, I suppose, from 2007 now, and was the last time I was actually in a classroom, that I got the feeling that I was still commenting on educational technology because that's what interests me and it's where I came from, so to speak. But just lately, my distance from it's become such that I feel that my voice isn't really valid anymore. There are no, I'm not in a classroom using it, I'm just commenting on what other people are doing. It's not the same as when you're taking something someone comments on and trying it out in a classroom situation and then from there expounding about your experiences, the pros and cons of such things. So I decided that it was time to maybe refocus my blog. Oh, excuse me, I'll break off a minute because there's a wonderful hot air balloon just coming up over the crest of a hill to my left. For those that know the town of Abergavenny, I'm coming along what's called the Head to the Valley Road, the A495, towards Abergavenny to my left of the bottom end of the Black Mountains. And just to the left goes a wonderful hot air balloon. I can't quite tell what colour it is yet because I haven't quite got over the brow of the hill after I first saw it. Let's see what it is once I get on the flat. I will be able to see it. I'm going back to what I was saying. So my voice, I felt, wasn't valid. I'm certainly no thought of just propounding it for the sake of it, just echoing and recording what others are doing. So I decided that, yeah, I'm still involved in technology. So I just use it as a mixture of technology and what's going on and more like it's supposed to be, I think, which is just a blog of life or an online blog of life. It's blue and red balloons, by the way, quite high up. The early morning mist, not that early, it's actually 20 to 8 in the morning. And I think that slight change has freed me up as far as blogging is concerned. It's broken the bottleneck, so to speak, and brought me more into thinking of blogging as it is. It's something that, in the words of many people that are involved or have been involved in it for, say, the past 5-6 years, it's just something that you do. It's a way of explaining the world from your situation. It's while having their breakfast at 7:00 in the morning. No, it's when something happens, it's the way I like to communicate. This morning, for example, as I was just deciding, should I really dip my toe out of bed? On the radio came someone saying, did you realise that for mathematicians today is the almost perfect day? We're at 12:34 today, wherever you are in the world, 56 seconds on the 7th of August 2009 will actually be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. It's actually 7809 if you've got a digital watch, but there you go. And as I suddenly thought, well, so 19 years ago, or in 1990, on the 12:34 and 56 seconds on the 7th of August, it would have been 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, oh, which would have been just about your perfect score. So what was the natural thing to do with that? Well, to a blogger, the natural thing to do with that is, of course, to blog. I wasn't anywhere near putting a computer on this morning. Excuse me, I just want to get out of the way of the white van man who's just decided to stuff himself up the back of my car. And I know another one when I decided I actually want to turn the light up around about ahead of me. Hard luck. So yes, the natural way for me to think, oh gosh, that's an interesting fact, was to throw it into the blogosphere. Maths is my wife and myself's 26th wedding anniversary. Mathematically, I'm this year 52. Wedding anniversary was number 26, so it means for those mathematicians amongst you, I've been there. Married for half of my life, unmarried for half of my life. Deb is a year younger, so last year we went off to New York for our wedding anniversary. She is actually, her birthday is the 6th of August, which makes it easier for me to remember wedding anniversaries and birthdays. We could only single task, you see, it's much easier to have them together. Last year was her rather large birthday, having been born in 1958, and of course last year was our 25th wedding anniversary, meaning that last year she had reached that fateful stage of actually being married for half of her life and unmarried for half of her life. This year for her, the married part overtook, and I guess from now on, because we've reached that time whereas we're married at 25 and 26, that will remain constant and the married part will become the larger part. So that sort of mathematical serendipity has been something that has encouraged me to fire off a couple of blog posts this week. So I guess that narrow bridge and my queue of traffic has to go over it also. Yeah, so I'm saying, I'm by no means, as you can tell from my birthday and my age, one of the digital natives, but I find that inhabiting this wonderful world of mass communication where you can communicate with people all around the globe almost instantly from wherever you are, and just tell them whatever's going on. I mean, it's the Twitter thing, is it? Though I must admit, I don't know if others have done this, I have drifted ever so slightly away from Twitter. As Twitter has become more popular, having worked a bit to popularise it in the first place and encourage people to join, I now find it a bit awash with people. Twittering has become the in thing everywhere we go. I've actually started to come away from it a little, perhaps looking for the next way to use collaboration with Twittering, collaboration as a tool that does all in one, perhaps. that's heartening to know, and it's heartening to know that actually your thoughts aren't just your own. I think that's the thing I find, that perhaps your thoughts and your thought processes and the things that interest you actually can interest a group of people outside your normal circle, the normal circle of people that you will meet throughout the day. And that, I guess, answers the question of whether blogging is compulsive. I think it is. I think it's, for some people, it's the way you communicate. And this, hopefully, if it works, and if the sound of my car doesn't drown out the sound of my voice, I think possibly the sound of the car drowning out my voice might be quite a good thing. Because things that we were doing, so it was, as Alana King, who might well be listening to this, would say, it's just a no-brainer to do it. You're doing oral work with the children, so you record it. In the old days when I started, I know it's not that old, for some people it would have been onto a cassette tape player. And I don't know if you were anything like me, but I ended up with several cassettes which had snippets of bits and pieces on that I didn't really catalogue terribly well, so I could never find bits of things that I wanted. I could find parts of presentations and play performances and assembly performances and various things, but they were always in a mess. And I ended up, in the end, probably throwing away more tapes than I actually used to listen to what the kids were doing. Whereas, with the advent of podcasting, of course, there was an easy way to pop it onto the web. It catalogues itself in date order. So even now, I can still go back to some of the early podcasts that we produced way, way back in, I guess it must have been, I don't remember, 2005? So 4 years ago. Seems such a long time ago now. And we can still listen to those. They're still there. And there's, and then everything in order after that is there. All the embarrassing podcasts and the less than good ones. All the experimental stuff that was done along the way. But it's still there. For those that want to look, it's Kevin Forrest at podomatic.com. To that sort of system, the podcasting elements become much more of an issue. I don't have that huge amount of things to say every week because I'm not mixing with kids and mixing with various things, and there's not a lot going on. There's a lot going on, but it's much more boring and mundane than it would have been in a classroom where there's always something new happening. And possibly not the sort of stuff you'd want to record anyway. So the very act of wanting to sit down before a microphone, compose myself a script and talk about what? I've already said I'm out of educational technology for so long, I don't know whether my views are valid or my thoughts on things are valid, etc., etc. So I found it a real, real difficulty. I've started and stopped a number of times, recorded introductions, done first part of a podcast and then just not gone back to it. Purely for that reason that it's not for me now, perhaps, as an individual, a natural form of communication for me. It's still there, and this will appear as a podcast, so not to compound that, but or to contradict that view, but it's, this will be more of a one-off. It's something that doesn't happen very often, unless I decide to make rambling on my 30-mile journey to Cardiff a regular thing, which I don't see happening. It's a pretty tedious route, even though today, having said, yesterday it didn't rain. The day before, I can't remember. Tomorrow it's due not to rain. So, here it's good. But it's unlikely that I'll do this every day. So there we go. Podcasting may be something that's certainly requires more thought. Maybe my little brain, it's not something that I feel up to doing. Whereas blogging, a bit like that, the dreaded texting and IMing, it's an easier form of communication, a more instant form of communication for me, and something that I don't see me stopping doing, certainly in the very near future. Repurposing perhaps, but not stopping. So I don't know how far into the journey we are now. We're just going down the hill towards a place called Mamailad. It's where a dual carriageway starts, so I expect to see a large amount of cars hurtling past me as I keep to my 65 on the dual carriageway. My petrol saving mode at the moment. So I guess if I wrap this up here, it'll give me some time to edit this down, if indeed I bother to edit it, or if I don't just decide to throw it at the web in its form, in its current form, and hope for the best, which is a possibility as we come up to the refuse lorry that was causing the queue in the first place around the roundabout. And on we go. So I guess, so as not to bore people too much with the sound of my voice droning on, or the car actually droning over the top of it, I will call it a day now.